Stuart A. Ralston on October 17, 1975, in his home at 1506 National Avenue. The interviewer is Joanne Reed for Rockford Public Library. This is tape number 7. Stuart, we're going to talk about the furniture industry today. How did you become involved in it?
The period after the Depression found me with in a retired condition and looking for new businesses, and we found that the Hanson Clock Company was for sale. We negotiated with the owners, the Aldine brothers, and were successful in purchasing the company, and I went over then and took over the operation of the company. We found that the operations had been unsuccessful, not due to the management of the previous owners, but due to the Depression, which had eliminated the demand for grandfather clocks to the point where nobody was interested in such a luxury item. The previous owners had gone into the manufacture of wooden caskets, which were a tremendously competitive item at the time with steel caskets. And after fooling around with that item for a few weeks, we decided that that was of absolutely no use in this factory because it was too small in the first place. And so I called up a funeral undertaker in Chicago that I had become very well acquainted with and told him to come out and pick up every piece of funeral equipment and put it in his truck and take it into his plant and send me a check for what he thought it was worth. That was the end of that phase. However, the grandfather clock thing was interesting because there was many movements left in the plant unused and ready to be put in the clocks when the clocks were made. And so we started in on making grandfather clocks and had rented a space in the furniture mart in Chicago to show these clocks, but we found it very, very slow business, and we readily realized the need to get into some other phase of the furniture business. The first thing that we got into was the making of display panels for the Amarok company, and that proved to be a very, very satisfactory operation, and we made many thousands of the display panels of quite large size, on which they fastened the items that they made and then sold them to the hardware trade throughout the country.
Can I interrupt you, Stuart, and ask you a little bit about dates? When was it that you took over the operation of the Hanson Clock Company?
We purchased the Hanson Clock Company in 1937.